I'm calling from the Identity Theft Department at Capital One. We've detected some unusual activity on your credit card.
Oh, man, do you think it was stolen?
First, would you mind verifying your home address?
383 Linden Ave, Scranton, PA.
And may I have the last four digits of your Social Security?
6650.
Well, Mr. Halpert, you're obviously not in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Wait a minute. Yes,
I am. I'm going to go ahead and put a hold on your card.
No, I think that we should let the criminal use the card a little longer.
Very funny, sir. We'll get a new card out to you right away.
Nope.
Have a nice day, and thank you.
Shoot.
Always find a scene from The Office that pertains to whatever the challenge you're dealing with in life is. Great to have you with us this morning. We're chatting about cybersecurity, wireless technology, and ways in which our personal information can be compromised. Recently, we've seen a couple of big ones, 23andMe. So a lot of people that use that service as a way they could send in DNA, they could be linked with other people that they didn't even know they were related with. They have had their data compromised, which, of course, as my last guest, Scott Schober, identified, this goes much deeper than just your home address, your phone number. This is DNA actually being compromised. Billions of people affected if you're on Google, if you're on Facebook, of which I'm both of those. I have a Google account. I also have a Facebook account. Billions of people had their information exposed in a hack that happened very recently to that. So they, of course, suggesting that people go in and make a change to their password to try and protect their information. I'm curious to know what your process looked like if you had your data breached, if you've had your personal information stolen and used for a purpose that was obviously not something that you had approved. So there's a lot of people that have had their account information stolen and a new online account stood up, for example. I had that happen to me while I was still with the police service, and to this day, still not understanding exactly what happened, whether my information was stolen or just copied. But there was a new account that was set up on, I believe it was Facebook, and it had Chief Evan Bray. There was a picture of me there on this account, and it was asking, it was making friend requests of numerous people who were telling me, hey, what happened to your Facebook account? I see you've got a new one. And I'm telling people, no, I have not done anything to do with Facebook. In fact, I didn't even use, I had a Facebook account, but wasn't using it. So a little bit of work showed, oh, there's a new Facebook account. But it had the same email address as my personal email, which was really suspicious to me. I wasn't getting emails on it from someone I didn't know. So ended up canceling that email address altogether, opening up a new email under basically almost a different server. And ultimately, the account was, we reported it as fraudulent and it went away. What has your experience been? Have you had your information compromised? Have you had your information stolen? Did you have to deal with whether it's an online entity or an actual store? Did you have to deal with a bank? 1-877-332-8255. What did they do with your data once they stole it? I got a text here from Mark in Ceylon saying, hey, this guy actually that you just talked to makes me feel really smart. I have a low limit credit card that I've been using for buying online for quite some time now. If a purchase is bigger, I simply fill up the card for that moment to complete the transaction. And I've been doing the wrong birth date thing for a long while as well. A couple of good tips. So this was my guest, Scott Schober, saying he advises if you do any online shopping or you do a lot of online purchasing, don't just use your main credit card that you use for everything in your life for that. Because if it's compromised, obviously, it becomes a big challenge. Use a special credit card with a low limit that is designed for those types of purchases. So if there is a problem with it, if it becomes compromised, you're not having to redo anything from subscriptions that you pay for a streaming service to automatic payments that come out on that credit card. It can be a big challenge. Good tip from our guest and Mark advising that's exactly what he does. Ian from Saskatoon said he was hacked for $20,000 about a year ago. This happened through a bank in Winnipeg, but he banks with the Bank of Montreal in Saskatoon, was recovered at the cost of the bank in Winnipeg. They even paid for his computer scrubbing. So the banks are pretty good. I've talked to a number of people that have had challenges with credit cards or with banking information. The banks are set up to deal with this and obviously deal with it often. So they are pretty good at being able to deal with these types of situations should they arise. What's your experience been like? 1-877-332-8255. It can be that you've had an attempt made at compromising. Maybe you were part of a group who had your identity stolen through a cybersecurity breach of a company. What did it look like? What steps did you have to go through? Was the contact from the company adequate? Did they help walk you through it? Or were you left to fend for yourself? Most people either have a story of their own or know someone that has been through this type of situation. 1-877-332-8255. I'd love to hear from you. Lots of people texting in saying they've had problems with their debit card, information being stolen somehow. You can see often they'll have those card skimmers. Have you seen I've seen some TV specials and infomercials on the type of technology that the criminal has used to snap over a card reader or a debit machine in a store. And so you have to be really careful. I mean, really careful. And that's a whole other area of cybersecurity, but ways in which you can protect yourself there. But even when you think you're putting your card into an automated teller, they can place these card readers or skimmers over top of where your card is deposited into the machine, read your information, and right away they're stealing your information. So lots of people on the text line saying, I've had that sort of thing happen, but it was seamless in how I was able to deal with this through the bank. So the banks tend to be great to deal with. Have you had that sort of luck? If you were compromised or your information was, 1-877-332-8255. Ian in Saskatoon. Okay, you texted in, Ian, about the $20,000. What exactly happened to you?
Okay, so those alert services, you know, if your money gets down below.
Sure, right.
Money. Well, I was like, we have joint accounts. Like, I have an account, my wife, we have a joint, you know, and stuff like that, and other things. And, kept getting these messages every time, you know, my wife would go out with this one account, and I got sick of this thing, and I thought, you know, I'm going to cancel it, that service. Well, that service wound up actually helping us out, because my wife got this alert one day saying that we were like almost 20,000 in the hole, because we had this one account, only had 140 bucks in it.
Okay.
But it was, so I log in, and we're like 19,800 bucks in the hole. I get hold of the bank, and like my bank, and they say, well, it's a pre-authorized debit. Well, who pre-authorized it? Where the heck did it go?
Right.
Well, it turns out it went to this bank that we deal with also in Winnipeg, and got hold of them, and somebody was able to convince them that they were me, and they forgot their password. They knew the answer to all five of the security questions.
Wow.
They were able to go in and use this interbanking or like you can transfer money between accounts, but then you can also transfer money between institutions.
Right.
And so I thought that's what that FinTech was, you know, that $10,000 financial transaction thing. I'm like, how the heck did a $20,000 transaction go through? So actually what happened was because it's pre-authorized, it doesn't have to go through that FinTech, or I think that's the proper term. You'd probably know better than me. So what happened was the money, like the reason that it wound up putting us almost like $19,000 in the hole.
In the hole, right.
And I think, well, how the heck are you guys allowing an account that, you know, that's got 140
right.
bucks in it to get 20 grand out of it? Well, because we had it set up, which I thought was a good idea, that at the end of the month, if there's any money owing, it was an automatic transfer in from our homeowner line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So had had we not had that security thing set up, you know, where they send you
low warning balance. Yep.
Balance warning. Thank you. I wouldn't have known about it until I got my state, or unless I go in and look at this account that we never hardly ever use.
Yeah. So do you know how they got your information, Ian?
No.
Still weren't able to figure that out.
No. Somebody said, you know, well, a number of suggestions. Like Saskatoon police, they were nice enough. They would take the report and send it to Winnipeg police to look into. It could have been from social media, you know, people like what's your favorite sport? Well, everybody that knows me knows I'm a hockey player.
Right, yeah.
With the porn, you know, stuff like that. So now I have set up, when I do my passwords and stuff, my passwords are actually things that, like, if you know who my best friend was when I was 3 years old and what he called me, then you would know what my password means, because it's his name.
Well,
not the password.
Right. I'm going to move on, Ian, but I appreciate you calling in. And I think, you know, this is a good example of a case where it can be any sort of information that they get, including answers to those security questions. Mother's maiden name, city I lived in, school I went to, any of those types of things. If you're really open on social media and you share a lot of information, your cat's name, your pet's name, those types of pieces of information are pretty easy to get. So regardless, I appreciate Ian sharing the story. Thanks so much for calling in. I'll take one more call before we take our break. 1-877-332-8255. I'm asking you, have you ever had your information compromised, whether it be identity theft? Maybe you had to deal with the bank because you had credit card or debit card information compromised and you lost money. I want to take David's call from Weyburn. How are you today, David?
I'm great.
Good. What's your story?
Well, this is actually not even cyber. This is before the internet really got going, but somehow or another, my credit card number ended up in somebody's hands.
Uh-huh.
And the Royal Bank was great about it. They phoned me up because they had made two purchases, one for $5,000 and one for $2,000 in Ontario, and that was out of my wheelhouse as far as where I spend and how much. So they phoned me up and asked me if I had made those purchases, and I said no. And they said, well, we'll cancel your card and send you a new one. Problem solved.
Thankfully. That's the thing. Banks are really set up to watch for this and detect if it's it seems like a suspicious spending pattern or location. Yeah. Often they'll check with you, which has been helpful. I mean, they've done it to me a couple of times. I forget to notify them that I'm going on holidays. They'll say, hey, your card was just used in Arizona or wherever. You'll say, yes, that was me. Respond to the message that you got. Respond to the email. Maybe they'll actually phone you. But there's ways in which you can obviously verify, yes, that's me, or no, it's not making that purchase. And thankfully, because they've got such swift detection capabilities, you can actually stop some of the fraudulent activity before it actually goes through. 1-877-332-8255. I see we got some text pouring in. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Your experiences with stolen information, stolen credit card information, how did it go? How did it turn out for you? 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
License on you? Why don't we swap information? We can get the insurance companies involved.
I guess that's what it comes to. You know, if it's okay with you, I'm okay, and I'm cool with just doing cash.
Yeah, cash would be a lot easier, wouldn't it? Sandy Bigelow Patterson.
Yeah.
Bigelow's such a rare name.
Well, it's a family name, you know. It goes back to the Mayflower.
Is that right?
Yeah, Jeremiah Bigelow. You maybe have heard of him.
Here's my license with my name right there. Sandy Bigelow Patterson. Gotcha.
That's a good movie. Identity theft, definitely a good movie. 1-877-332-8255. We're talking about cybersecurity, breaching a website, breaching some sort of a platform database, getting your information, using it for whatever purpose. A lot of people talking about having experience with credit cards or debit cards compromised. In many cases, the banks are pretty good to help you deal with this situation. Here's a text. No name attached to this. I used a credit card at Subway in Regina in the South End near the university. I never used that card, so I know exactly where the problem came from. I later found out someone purchased two tickets to the United Arab Emirates from the UK flying out of San Francisco. He says, obviously, wasn't him. He was in the South End of Regina eating a sub at the time. He said, what a hassle. Luckily, I noticed the purchase quickly. Never did find out whether the scammers were arrested at the airport or not. But the texter does go on to say that the craziest part was trying to convince the bank. So this was a case where the bank maybe wasn't quite as easy to deal with, who can clearly see the geography of all my transactions, including the one buying the sub in the South End of Regina, trying to convince them he wasn't buying tickets at a UK travel agency to fly out of San Francisco to the UAE. World is crazy, that's for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Kirk in North Battleford, if it's not Amazon or Canadian Tire or a reputable website, I always use PayPal to complete the transactions. Ticketmaster seems to be a gamble, Kirk says. It's one of those ones I have heard of so many people getting cards compromised after purchasing concert tickets. I've been lucky so far, but again, I always use my other secondary credit card, the one with the lower limit for Ticketmaster purchases. 1-877-332-8255. Donna in Harris. A few months ago, I booked a trip with Wheatland Express. Yesterday, I got a very official looking email from them asking me to reconfirm my MasterCard information. A warning bell went off in my head. I phoned Wheatland and they confirmed that it was a scam, that the scammer's been doing the same thing to many of their customers. Donna, that is a good spidey sense right there. Something didn't seem right. Rather than respond to the email or click on a link or whatever they're asking you to do, phone the actual company and confirm whether or not they sent it. So here's a text talking about some of the messages you can get from banks requesting, is this you using your credit card? The scammers are using the same sort of text messaging that the big banks are using. It's sophisticated, looks official. I had what I thought was my bank phone me. They had all of my information. They sent me a text that looked like all of the other texts the bank sent me. Caught me off guard. I was distracted. I let my guard down. By the time I realized what was going on, they had stolen $200. I obviously blocked my mobile app, but I had to call in telephone banking, which was a nightmare and a runaround. Had to call the collection agencies, get new cards, eventually change banks altogether. Don't fall for it. Hang up, call in, or go in person to double check. Since changing banks, I've had zero scams so far. This text message. It's an interesting conversation, and we appreciate everyone who has shared their thoughts with us. A couple more that have come through I'll try and get to before the end of the show. But again, thank you for sharing your information. 1-877-332-8255 is always the number that you can use to join the conversation. We have open lines numerous times throughout the show and welcome your thoughts. It's what makes this show the great show that it is every morning. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.